McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren. Welcome, Coach Warren.
Thank you. Glad to be on here.
Yeah, you know, just coming off this win last week over number 9 ranked ECI on the road, hostile environment. You know, a lot of excitement about that win, Coach. Talk to us about that experience.
Well, I felt like it was big because, you know, last year we faced a lot of adversity. Although we squeaked in the playoffs, we had a disappointing season overall. And I just didn't feel like we were playing good football, you know, coming off a region championship the year before. We were playing great football. And, you know, the first 2 weeks I did feel good. And then we had that downhill slope. And we go into this season, and I still felt like we were struggling a little in some of the scrimmages, you know, just not playing great football in areas. Then, you know, we had some adversity hit us going into the Charlton County game with some players that were out. And I was like, I told the kids before the ball game, I was like, we're doing everything right. I don't know if it's going to happen this week or next week, but we looked like the Buccaneer brand of football I like to play finally Friday night. Just took a little while to get them there.
You know, that game was 0-0 at the end of regulation. You know, take us through regulation, Coach. You know, the ups, the downs, you know, what did y'all face and how did you respond?
Well, we'll start with the offense. Offense has been, we've changed offenses. We've tried to mesh the old system we've ran for years with a new system, and it's sputtered. It's just not been fine-tuned, but we started seeing elements of the moving the football Friday. You know, we had, Todd, about 178 yards rushing and 59 passing. But we had one huge pass play, you know, called back for an illegal formation that was a touchdown. So we saw some signs that the offense was getting better, and it took us 2 weeks in the off week to get to that point. So now I feel like going into this week, we were able to just correct a handful of things, you know, going into it. But quarter by quarter, we struggled getting the strong side run plays going. Blocking schemes were inconsistent. What did that do with a good ECI defense too? So we struggled on the strong side. We did find some creases and hit some, you know, 4, 5, 6 yard gains, but there was nothing massive on that side. On the quick side, in other words, the split inside, we were able to hit the jet sweep, the counter, the power. Some things looked really good on that side. And then our spread passing element that we've been working on, we had a couple nice screens, we had some downfield balls. That made me feel good, because I'm like, we've worked on it for months now. Surely it's going to pay off here soon. So that was kind of what I was thinking, you know, as the game progressed, was could we get the strong side run going? We can't just live fighting with one hand, you know, on the other side.
Right.
And I was happy about the improvement we made. And we've still got a long way to go, but we did take some steps forward.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, you know, the as you mentioned, the stats there, you know, we outgained ECI in almost every aspect from the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, we did. We had 10 first downs, which is a team goal to have 10 or more first downs.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So we did hit the 10 first down goal. That was the first time this year that we had been able to sustain some drives and go down the field. You know, one of them, you know, ended with a touchdown pass in illegal formation. We didn't recover from that. And then later in the game, we hit a draw, a really nice draw down inside the 3-yard line, another illegal formation. And that comes from just not paying attention in practice. You know, we worked those things. So yesterday we went back through them again, and I was, you know, kind of half expecting the same attitude of the kids come out there and not pay attention to the sets. But, man, we went through three deep in the sets. They were all asking for reps because they saw it. They knew that, hey, we were self-destructive. And so our sets and formations ought to be a lot better down the road.
Yeah. So, you know, and being able to move the ball like that is, you know, it was impressive. You know, and almost – every possession, you know, was played well and at a high level. How about on the defensive side of the ball, Coach? I mean, you know, ECI traditionally, historically, you know, can move the ball up and down the field. They've got some great skill position players, especially that tailback of theirs. And, you know, but defensively, to keep them at 0 points through regulation is impressive. Talk to us about defense.
Well, you know, our defense right now is playing with a lot of confidence. So we're playing at a high level. We decided to go from an odd front to an even front this year just based on personnel, something that I've done in the past to make it simple and fast. And they've really excelled at it. You'd laugh if you knew how simple we were on defense, but it's effective with our kids. That's the point of it, right? Find something they can do.
Yep.
So we knew going in that ECI, they're physical, just plain and simple. They'll be maybe the most physical team we play this year. They run a play called the Belly G and the Power, as good as anybody you'll find. And he continued to run those plays most of the night. And I was pretty excited about, you know, we bent some, but didn't break. You know, they had a big drive down in our red zone, and we bucked up, so to speak, and Makai Jackson and Jalen Dallas came in, and Jalen's helmet caused a fumble. And that was a big turning point, I felt like, in the game. We had a defensive stand, and they had exhausted their run. Their backs were done at that point. They had some backs that were probably really sore Saturday morning.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, like I said, impressive on both sides of the ball. That defense stood strong. 0-0 going into overtime. You know, talk us through overtime. ECI had the ball first, then we followed up to win the ball game.
Yeah, when you go out, it's kind of a cool little format. You go out on the field with the head coaches meet, but also one team captain comes out. So it was Neo and I went out. Neo was asking me some questions. I really, it was really kind of a cool walk with him. He said, "Coach, what do you do? How does this work?" I said, "Well, typically you defer and you see what they do." I said, "But if you feel confident in offense and you want to go ahead and try to put the game away, you can do that, put some pressure on them to score." He said, "Let's play defense. We've been playing defense all night." And I already knew the answer. What I was going to give was defense, but he won the toss, and he called. He deferred, so they had to take the ball. So that was big. Then, you know, in overtime, they had the ball, and they went down and scored on us. They popped a run, and then we had an adjustment that was bad.
More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. We will return and finish up the recap on that exciting overtime win.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach Warren, we were talking about that overtime, the process, the way the decisions were made, and how it played out. One of the most exciting moments and results in football in my recent memory that I've been a part of. So you elected to give them the ball first.
Yeah.
And play defense because your defense had stood strong all night long. Take us through to the end.
Well, we elected to play defense. It had been strong all night. They ran a play that they ran multiple times, and they bounced it outside. We weren't ready for it. They ran it down inside the five. And then I saw the same set, same play coming back at us. So I yelled out on the field for our corner to move. And our linebacker thought I was talking to him, so he moved in the wrong spot. So they walked in the end zone. I was like, wow, that was pretty dumb on my part. But the corner also moved, so they didn't know which one I was talking to. It was just, heat of the battle. Well, we have been working on an extra point block all year, and we've used it once in the preseason and blocked an extra point. So I used it at against Charlton County too. This will be the third time. So we put it in, and we blocked the extra point against a really good kicker. It worked really well. So that little bit of time we spent on that was, so it's 6-0 then. We have the ball, so I'm thinking if we get an extra score and get an extra point. First we got to score. Get an extra point, we'll be okay. So we ran a play, and it looked terrible. It was a strong side run. We blocked the wrong person with a wing. We blocked the wrong person with a guard and got a 2-yard gain or whatever it was. Then Coach McMahon called a play we call Buck Easy. It's a read off the defensive end. And Nehemiah West read it, a quarterback, and the end crashed like he was supposed to, but the linebacker had just kind of said, oh, there goes the play on the other side. And, oh, look, here comes Neo running full speed at me. So Neo ran, gave him an inside head juke, and raced to the end zone and got in the end zone on a great block by C.J. Battle. C.J. put the corner into the end zone. Neo got in, hit the pylon, and we scored. So I had a decision to make, Todd, to kick the first extra point of the year or to go for two. I wanted to go for two, but I'd had a call earlier in the ball game where I went for it on fourth down. I had Coach McMahon go for it on fourth down. I called the play, and it was a jet sweep in the boundary, and it looked, we didn't get it. So I wanted to go for two. I thought, I'm not going to have that same feeling. I'm going to go ahead and kick it because he looked good in pregame. He looked good at practice.
And the kicker was?
Justin Rozier. Our kicker from last year didn't play this year, and so we've been working with Justin. He's done a great job. And I was just thinking at the first of the ball game, I was like, wow, he's really kicking the ball well. Hope we could protect it if we score. So I'm thinking, okay, we're gonna kick the extra point. So I take a timeout, and we get the extra ball. Coaches are getting the extra point team ready, and we go in, and Justin booms the ball through, and he's the hero of the moment. Maybe the biggest thing that kid's ever done. He said it was a fairy tale moment, movie moment.
Yeah, and the fans, the sideline, Coach Warren, it was an electric moment as that ball sailed through the uprights, and the officials put their arms up to signal the kick was good. You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach Warren, as we finish, talking about this very exciting game, a big win for the Bucks. Talk to us a little bit about some individual performances that stood out on both sides of the ball. You've mentioned Justin Rozier, Neo West, but, give us some details about them and others.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about Justin first. Justin had been really stubborn last year and this year about the positions that he played. And this year, I'd had enough of it, and I said, if you can't play these positions where we need you, then we can't use you. He was wanting to be a fourth team skill kid, and he was behind some kids, but I was like, you can start at guard, you can start at kicker, some of those things. So I was really glad to see him. He started on offense all year, and I was really glad to see him be in the spotlight, for a minute. That was a big kick. And there's a little funny story to go with this. Just to test a kicker to see if I actually want to put him in, I talk junk to him sometimes in practice. And I said, I blew a whistle and act like something was wrong. I said, let's put some pressure on Justin. And it's a funny story because it was the exact scenario. It was just an easy scenario. I said, 0-0, we've played a really good ball game. We go into overtime. They score. We block the extra point. And now you've got to kick the extra point. They take a timeout. So I iced him on the timeout. And I said, hey, man, there's some big teenage girls out there saying if you miss this extra point, they're going to whip you when you walk out of the parking lot. And he was laughing, but he kicked that extra point that day against a live defense. He kicked it through, and I saw him, you know, Friday kicking well. So that was big. On the offensive side, you pretty much have to talk about Nehemiah West's effort on offense. He was 4 of 8 passing for 59 yards, and it would have been close to about 90 yards. We had a touchdown call back. And then we blew an opportunity on a play action. We lined up we jumped off sides. The kid we were throwing the ball to got excited and left early. That would have been another big play. So Neo was 4 for 8 for 59 yards. All 4 passes, though, were for first downs.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's, you know, very effective use of what we were doing. Then he rushed 9 times for 31 yards and the game-tying touchdown. So he was our player of the week on offense. He was also our player of the week on defense, where he had 11 tackles. 1 touchdown saving tackle, arguably 2.
Well, you know, Neo, the Matrix, the captain. I mean, he his presence on the field, on both sides of the ball, athletically and with his leadership, makes a huge difference for the Bucs.
Yeah, it does. He's a fun kid to coach, too. A young man, he's not a kid. His IQ for sports is really high, and I enjoy that. Mine was growing up and playing college, high school ball. I enjoy that. I can kind of talk ball with him while he's on the field, and he understands it. So it's a pretty neat relationship that we have, and he's fun. He's one of those kids you don't get to coach often.
Yeah, no, he's a really unique, an exceptional young man and player. On the defensive side of the ball, you had different highlights, but including Neo. Tell us about Javonte Cummins, the super sophomore there on that defensive line.
Well, talk about the whole defensive line, because I think we're going to go this season as the defensive line goes. Our front four are really good. We were without Derek Irons Friday, which was a big plus for, you know, some of our sophomore defensive ends to be able to play. We had Keyshawn Tyson step in and play for Derek Irons, and Jaden Lotson stepped up and played both the strong side and the weak side defensive end position.
We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Coach Warren, before we went to break, you were... telling us about the defensive side of the ball and some group and individual highlights. So what else is going on with the defense that we saw and that we can anticipate to see in the coming games?
Well, the front, I think we're going to go as our front four go. We've got some other great defensive players, but our front four have been just stellar so far. Now, we're talking about the two defensive ends. Derek Irons was out, and then we had Keyshawn Tyson and Jaden Lotson, two sophomore defensive ends, play really well. I mean, they did some things that, you know, that Derek wouldn't have done, but they're young.
Right.
I thought they played well, and to get a win with them on the field was big. Then Javonte Cummins and Anthony Jackson, man alive. They're both super good inside. Anthony had a pretty good battle going on, and Javonte, man, he was just playing lights out football. He was using his hands well, moving laterally down the line of scrimmage real well. Somebody told me that they were listening to the radio announcer. They weren't at the game. They were listening to ECI radio, and ECI radio's saying things like, we just can't block 57. 57, we can't run to the strong side. So that was Javonte. He's you know, a sophomore as well. He's phenomenal for his age. He does a good job. And then every now and then he may run up against a senior as good as him, but for a 10th grader, he's about as good as they come.
Yes, sir. And then, you know, special teams. I mean, anything on special teams to highlight before we preview the big game with Claxton?
The kick, you know, the extra point kick was big. The block extra point was big. We didn't play. It was, the kickoff return was non-existent because their kicker kicked in the end zone. He was really good. We didn't see the kickoff because, you know, neither team scored other than, the half, kickoffs at the half. Our punt team coverage was bad. It was the first time we've loafed in 5 years. We gave up more return yards Friday night than we have the last three seasons combined.
Wow.
And that was only 20-something yards, so it's been almost none. Hopefully we fixed that yesterday. On the defensive side, though, Tyler Alexander, Lorenzo Reed, Jalen Dallas, and Makai Jackson. We played a 4-4 look Friday night that we called four just because of what they were doing. Those guys played well, too. That was a fight at the second level. And then we had our third-level defense set up in case they broke through with Nehemiah West, Jalen Dallas at times, and both corners, MJ Quarterman and Dominique Wilson. And it made it hard on them to break a big play. They're in regulation. The longest play we gave up was 17 yards.
Oh, nice. Well, let's shift gears here, Coach Warren, and look forward. The next opponent's on the horizon. It's Claxton. It's an old foe. Hadn't played them in a couple years, but back in region. And they're coming to the ship here at MCA Friday night. What are we looking for from them?
Claxton has a young ball team. They're struggling a little bit with an identity. So that part, it should go in our favor. What's scary about them right now is it's kind of like if you saw a batter that's constantly swinging for the fence. Every now and then he's going to connect. And when they do connect, it's a big play. So they'll throw at you. They threw in the last ball game about as much as they ran it.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
We've got a big challenge with stopping Claxton's big play. Their big play potential is scary. They'll throw the ball deep, three straight downs. Their quarterback is the coach's son. He buys a lot of time with his feet. He reminds me of a younger Neo. So we've got to do a great job of containing him and keeping him hemmed up and get him where he can't buy time for his receivers, because those receivers get to go downfield and get to running around over 3 seconds. We've got an issue.
What about defensively from the Claxton team?
Claxton runs a 3-4 defense, and you can tell they're a little new at it. It reminds me a lot of our offense. Sometimes they'll look really well, make a huge play, and other times you're like, whoa, what happened right there? So that part is, we've got to take advantage of that.
So you've talked about some specific things you've been working on this week in practice in preparation for the next contest this Friday at the Ship at MCA, 7:30 kickoff. Can't wait. Tell us about practice this week. You know, the attitude, the atmosphere, the work ethic. What's going into practice this week that we can look forward to the results from?
Well, the main thing that I was super happy about is I didn't have to go back to the drawing board and, you know, try to figure some things out. We did that over the bye week. Right now we're just trying to polish up what we're doing. We finally have got a core, a base foundation of what we can do. And yesterday was just all about polishing that up.
So polishing it up, and then today, tomorrow, you know, Thursday's the JV game, but there'll be a brief practice, I'm sure, a walkthrough. Just getting ready for these Claxton kids to come in here. And if I hear you correctly, and I know this has always been the case, you know, Claxton's going to come in here and play us hard.
They do. They will play us hard. Like I told you, we're worried, super worried about their big play potential. But we've been working on ourselves a lot last few weeks, including yesterday. You know, we worked the strong side runs. You mentioned earlier about those not being real good right now. We hit some creases, but they weren't real good. So we worked what we saw in error Friday night. We worked those errors out yesterday, and we're going to do it again today. They're going to get all the attention on that. Today's a big defensive day too, Todd. We'll start covering their routes, sending our pressures, doing our pass rush scheme, stopping their run. You know what runs we're going to take out. So today's a big day for that. Tuesday's usually a big work day. I guess the next thing that probably Claxton does, they run an odd kickoff. They'll put six guys on one side of the field, four on the other, or one side of the ball,
okay,
and four on the other. And then they'll kick the ball across the field super high, almost to the sideline. And we've got to work on that. It's different. We're going to have some guys that, you know, think they can run the ball, and there's going to be a Claxton guy right in their face when they catch the football. So we're going to have to work on some fair catches and, you know, little things like that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys are, you know, continuing to work hard, improving every day, every week as we march through this season. You know, the Bucks are currently 2-1, 1-0 in region. Claxton is a big region matchup. All those games are big as we continue moving through what promises to be an exciting season. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis, signing off, and we are One Buck.